Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David C. Ben Rav Yosef, as well as for Refua Shalema, for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yivam Mustaf Mem Hey. We left off on the very bottom of Mem Dalad Mem Beis at the words Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rav Yochanan. A slightly new topic. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rav Yochanan. It's three lines in the bottom of Dalad Mem Beis. Good morning. Rabbi Mordechai Chanan Chenoch Ruvain, formerly from Harrisburg, now from Eretz Yisrael. Avi, Dr. Joe, and David Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, HaKol Modim Be'eved Ve'Ovid Kacham HaBal Bas Yisrael. If a non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman, or an Eved Kanani, or a non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman, the child, everyone agrees. We'll see that this is not exactly true. Not everyone really agrees this. But at this point, the Rabbi Baruch Hanna says, everyone agrees that even though it's only an Isser Lav, still, Shavlad Mamzer, the child is a Mamzer. Everyone agrees. Says the Gemara, Mai HaKol Modim. Who's the everyone? Shimon HaTimni. Davagav Dama Shimon HaTimni. Ein Mamzer Mechayv Elavin. Even though we just said yesterday that Shimon HaTimni's opinion, that's the opinion that we follow. Hold, there is no mamzer from Chayvei Lavin. Hani Mili, that's by most Chayvei Lavin, there's no mamzeris. Mechayvei Lavin, the Tafsi Bu Kiddushin. That's by Chayvei Lavin that there is a Tfisis Kiddushin, that there is a marriage. For instance, if a Kohen marries a divorcee, it's an Isser Lav, but the marriage works in the sense that they need a divorce if they would want, she wants to go remarry. The marriage works, so therefore there's no mamzer. Or Amanul Kohen Gadol. Or if you marry a mamzer, let's say. So the marriage works, but the child is a mamzer. Aval avikacha avikachavim ve'eved. Came with a low topsy with kedushin. A non-Jew is outside of the purview of Jewish marriage. Jewish marriage does not exist with a non-Jew. So came with a low topsy with kedushin. Kichayv increases dummy. Even Shimon HaTimni agrees the child is a mamzer. Ask the Gemara against Rabbi Yochanan Meisvei. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Ein Mamzer El Mimishi Surius Erev Avanish Kares. So there's a Rabbi Shimon here that's not the same person as Shimon HaTimni, but the Gemara's Kasha is, you see here that the Shita that holds the Mamzeris is only from Kares, argues even by a non-Jew. And therefore there's no Mamzer. Ein Mamzer El Mimishi Surius Erev Avanish Kares. El Amar Rav Yosef, therefore Rav Yosef, changed what we have. We have no proof that Shimon HaTimni. Man HaKol Modim, Rebbe, who's the, really Shimon HaTimni disagrees and says that the Vlad of a guy with a Jewish girl is not a mamzer. So who agrees? Rebbe. Avagav, the Rebbe Omer. Even though Rebbe's going to say later on in Daf Nun Beis that this that we learned in the Mishnah that there's an Isser Lav to have Bia after Chalitza. And if you do chalitza to one of the co-wives of your brother, and you did yibum to the second one doesn't need to get, because we said in yesterday's daf that there's an isser lav. Ein advar malalu. The bia after chalitza. That the bia after chalitza. This that we're going to say. Rebbe's going to say later on. That the bia after chalitza, there's no tfisas kiddushin at all. And therefore, you don't even need to get. If he does chalitza to one yavama, and then he does yibum to the other yavama, you don't even need to get. There's no tfisas kiddushin. That's one of the exceptions to the rule, even though it's an isra lav, but there's no tfisas kiddushin. Ein advar malalo asu amurim el divi Rabbi Akiva, shayosa chalitza ke'erva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, since Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Kiddushin Tovus and B'chayvei Lavin, so Rebbe only held that according to Rabbi Akiva, that the child of such a union would be a mamzer. V'lei lo svir lei. But Rebbe himself would not agree to Rabbi Akiva, that he holds Kiddushin Tovus and B'chayvei Lavin. So therefore, but in that case, even though it's only a lav, Rebbe would agree. So Rebbe over there who said that it's only Rebbe Akiva who said Imam Chavalav, and Rebbe would agree. But Ovid Kochav and Ve'eved Modeh, Rebbe would agree that by a non-Jew, the child is a mamzer. How do we know this? When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, in their name of Rebbe, Ovid Kochav, Ve'emet Abavas Yisrael, Avlad Mamzes. Even though Rebbe in that Mishnah said, oh, that Mishnah is only Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Mamzer Mechai Ve'lavin, and there is Tfis, I'm sorry, that Rabbi Akiva held, there is Mamzer Mechai Ve'lavin. So that Mishnah that said that that man does Yibum to one of his co-wives, of his brother's co-wives, after he did chalitza to the other one, that's a lav. So, the opinion that says that there's no tefisas kedushin, that's only Rabbi Akiva, but he himself held that there would be tefisas kedushin over there, like any other lav, because that's not an isakaris, it's a regular lav. That's only Rabbi Akiva's opinion. He himself disagreed. He himself held that there would be tefisas kedushin, and you would need to get by that case. So by usual chayve lavin, Rebbe would hold against Rebbe Akiva, but he would agree by overcoming Avin Modet that the kid is a mamzer. Rebbe Acha Sar Habira, that was his name, the ruler of the castle. I don't know why they called him that. Rebbe Acha Sar Habira, Rebbe Tancham Bereid, Rebbe Chia Ish Kfar Ako, Paro Kanu Shavu Yasa. They redeemed some captive girls, the Asume Armon that came from Latveria, that had made their way from Armenia to Tveria. Havichada, one of them, Diabra, Meov de Kochav, one of them was pregnant from a non-Jewish guy because she was in captivity, so they violated her. Va'asu l'kameh de Rabbi Ami. Omer lehu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chinin de Amrei, three rabbis, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chinin, all said, Ovi kameh al-baba Yisrael, Havlad mamzer. The kid is a mamzer. Sorry. Omer Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said to them, Revusa l'mekshav gavrei. What, you're so proud of yourselves that you have three rabbis that hold that a non-Jew who has relations with a Jewish girl, child is a mamzer? Oh, you have three rabbis? So you're so proud of yourselves. Harabu Shmuel Bebavel, Rabbi Shimon Levi and Bar Kappa Bar Yisrael. Rav and Shmuel were great rabbis in Bavel. Rabbi Shimon Levi and Bar Kappa were great rabbis in Israel. Va'amila Chilufe Bar Kappa Va'ayla Zikni Darum. Some say it wasn't Bar Kappa, it was the elders of the south. Da'amri, overcome above Israel, have Vlad Kosher. Well, you think you have three rabbis that say Vlad Mamza? Well, I have four rabbis that say that the child is kosher. The child of a guy that has relations with a Jewish woman, the child is not a mamzer. So why are you passing like the three rabbis against the four? Ela Amar Rav Yosef. Rather, Rav Yosef says you can't pass in this halacha based on the number of rabbis. Because there's a lot of rabbis on both sides of the issue. Hello, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rebbe he. It's Rebbe that holds that the child is a mamzer. The Chiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, I'm Rabbi Yitzhak Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu Amru. O Chavad Al Bar Yisrael, Vlad Mamzer. Rebbe holds a Vlad Mamzer. Mishum Ben Levi, Omer, Vlad Mikulkul. Mishum Ben Levi held that the child is messed up. Laman, what does it mean he's messed up? He's not a mamzer, but he's mekulkol. What does that mean? He's messed up. Laman, ilay malakol, harmer Rishua, havlad kasha. We said before, Rishua ben Levi said that the kid is not a mamzer. So what does he mean? He's mekulkol? Ela lekuhuna. So what do you mean? He can't marry a kohen, or she can't marry a kohen. Dechulu amoroi demakshere modu shavlad pogam lekuhuna. Even the rabbis say that if a non-Jew marries a Jewish girl, or he has relations with her, and they have a child who's a female, so even the opinion that says she can marry a Jew, agree that the Vlad is Mekulko, which means Avlad Pogam Lekahuna. The child cannot marry a Kayin. How do we know this? Same thing as yesterday's daf. Mikal V'chomer Me'almana. Just like we said in yesterday's daf, it's a Kal V'chomer from an almana. Ma almana l'kohen gadol. She'ein isur shavah b'kol. Right? That's only an isser for a kohen gadol can't marry an almana. Regular kohen, everybody else can marry an almana. So it's only a special isser. It's a lighter isser. It only applies to a kohen gadol. B'na pagum, the kid, beferish a pasuk in the chumash, the kid cannot marry a kohen. Zu, a Jewish girl marrying a non-Jewish guy. She'ein isur shavah b'kol. That isser is equivalent to all Jews. Eino din shebina pagum. Kavachomer, the child, cannot marry a kohen. Ah, and you'll ask me the same kasha we asked yesterday. You'll ask me the same kasha. Malal mana. You'll ask me the same kasha yesterday. Malal mana kohen gadol shekein hi atzma mischalalas. Let's say the difference that there she herself with that bia becomes usher to a kohen. Even if the kohen gadol should die, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Hachanami says, no, well, that's the same thing by if a non-Jew sleeps with a Jewish girl, she also becomes asur l'kohen. Kevan shenivala pas psula. Damir Yochem Shem Rabbi Shimon, later on in Daf Samaches, minayin lo v'chom v'avad al-bab ha-kohenes v'alaviyah v'israelis, she pas lua, shnemar, u'bas kohen kitiya almana u'grusha, mi she'es almana se'v'geirushin ba, it's only to a Jewish guy that if he dies, so she'll be able to eat truma afterwards, after he dies, if she's the daughter of a kohen. Yatzo v'chom v'avad she'ein l'mamonis v'geirushin ba. But if she has relations with a non-Jewish guy, so she will no longer be allowed to eat truma after a non-Jewish guy dies. And so too, so she's mechulal from Kohanim, so too her daughter is. Amalei Abaye, my chazit the samchas ad Rav Dimi. Why are you relying on Rav Dimi? You said in the name of Rebbe that the child is a mamzer. Smoch ad Ravin. You should rely on Ravin, who said in the name of Rebbe that the vlad is kosher. The Chiyasa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, we assume Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is the same person as Rabbi, Morin Bala Hetera, they say the child is Kashu, Man Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi. V'af Rav Modeba Lehetera. Even Rav admits that the child is kosher. Dahu, because a certain son of a non-Jewish guy who had relations with a Jewish woman, a certain guy, he himself, he was the son of a non-Jewish guy with a Jewish girl. So this guy came in front of Rav. Funny story coming up. Funny story alert. Amale. So this son of a non-Jewish man, Jewish girl, comes in front of Rav. He was asking about himself. I'm a product of a non-Jewish guy and a Jewish girl. What's the halacha? Am I allowed to marry a Jewish girl or not? Amale, avlad kosher. Don't worry, you're 100% glad kosher. So the guy says, Havli Bartoch, okay, let me marry your daughter. Put your money where your mouth is. You tell me that the Vlad is kosher, so I want to marry your daughter. Lo Yehevnalach. Rav said, sorry, you can't marry my daughter. Now, Shimi Barchia got very upset about this. Omar Shimi Barchia la Rav. Shimi Barchia said to Rav, Amri Inchi, people have a saying about what you just did. People have a saying. Gamla b'madai akava rakta. They tell stories that the camels in Madai know how to dance even inside a small dish called which is the size of a kav, with all four of his legs. Ha kava. Now we have here a small dish, v'ha gamla, and we have the camel. V'hamadai, and it happens to be in Madai, v'lo rakta, and yet the camel is not dancing. Like all the Madai people, they brag about their camels, that they can dance inside a small dish. And yet here we see, we have the small dish, we have the camel, we have Madai, and it's not dancing. Like you, just paskin that a guy is allowed to marry a Jewish girl, but you say you'll never give your daughter to him. Amalei. So Rav said to Shimi Barchi, who got upset with him, so Rav said to him, Ina Havik Yeshua Ben Nun, I don't care if this son is like Yeshua Ben Nun, Lo Yehivnele Barte, is a big tzaddik like Yeshua Ben Nun, I'm not going to let my daughter marry him. Omalei, Ihava Yeshua Ben Nun, Imar Lo Yoyevle, Achrini Yoyevle. If he was a tzaddik like Yeshua ben Nun, if you wouldn't give your daughter to marry him, who is going to give their daughter to marry him? Hi, Imar lo yoyevle, achrini lo yoyevle. This guy, if you don't let your daughter marry him, nobody else will marry him. What's the end of the story? Lo havaka azel mikame. this kid kept on pestering Rav and pestering Rav to allow him to marry, his daughter. Yoiv Be'enei, Rav looked at him in a negative way, v'shachiv, and the guy died. Now, a little bit of the backstory here. So the Yaivitz, I think that's Rav Yaakov Emden, the Hagos Yaivitz says that this guy must have been a Talmud Chacham, and that's why Shimi Bar Chia got upset that Rav didn't want to marry his, let his daughter marry him. If he was an Am Haaretz, doesn't make sense that Shimi would be upset, because you're supposed to marry your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. And this also implies from the fact that Rav said, even if he was like Yeshua Ben Nun, so it must be that he was a Talmud Chacham. Or maybe the daughter of Rav was a Bogeres, she was already older. And the Gemara says in Pesachim that Bitcha Bagra Shichar Avdecha V'teinla. If your daughter is a Bogeres, if she's getting older already, so free your slave and let her marry him. Because there's a shidduch crisis. So when you're getting older, you can't be so careful about the yichus of the person you're marrying. The reason Rav didn't want his daughter to marry her because he was concerned about the yichus.
Why did he kill him?
I don't know if he intended to kill him, but he was being disrespectful to the rabbi. I don't know if he intended to kill him. It's Nosan Bo Rav is Enid. He gave him an ayin hara or something. I don't know. He looked at him. He was bothering a Talmud Chacham, so you got to be careful. You can't annoy the Talmud Chacham so much. Nevertheless, he was a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says, "Amasi bito la ma'aretz gilu kofsa lefnei ari." Gemara says in Pesachim, if you marry your daughter off to an Am Haaretz, it's like you're tying him in front to her in front of a lion.
There are a bit if it says if he was like Yeshua ben Levi, like Yeshua ben Nun, which is mashman that if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he should marry his daughter off.
No, I think the point was, even if he was the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, like Yeshua ben Nun, but he had to have been a Talmud Chacham in the first place. Otherwise, Shimi wouldn't have gotten upset at Rav.
Right.
Now, the Maharsha writes, why did he choose Yeshua ben Nun? Maybe he wanted to be merames to him, that even though he's not a mamzer, nevertheless he's a pugil. And his daughter had a halacha like a shebito, dina kibas chalal zachar, shepsula lekahuna. And since the came to dafka bas nifkama upsula kahuna, Yeshua ben Nun, Yeshua ben Nun had only one daughter. And his intention was, im yitin lo is bito, v'hu yek Yeshua ben Nun, if he only had daughters, they would be pasal kahuna. That's what it meant. Even if he'd be like Yeshua ben Nun, he'd only have one daughter, his child would be pasal kahuna. That's one pshat in the Maharsha. Ol kasher osalom al shafilim hu yechashev b'maylus. Even if he be chashev like Yeshua ben Nun, he wouldn't give him his daughter because there's a chashash that he would be pasul, the children would be pasul kahuna. Right, and that pshat is against the fact that the Ramban writes that Rav held that the child is kasher l'kahuna. Okay, anyway. Discussion. Let's continue. Va'af Rav Masna Moreba Lehetera. Rav Masna also held that the child of a guy with a Jewish girl is mutter to marry a Jew. Va'af Rav Yehuda Moreba Lehetera. Dechiasa Lekamei de Rav Yehuda. A certain son of a non-Jewish man and a Jewish woman came in front of Rav Yehuda to ask him, is he mutter to marry a Jew or is he a mamzer? Amale Zil Itamer. Go to a place that nobody knows who you are. Onasiv bas minach, or marry a girl whose father was non-Jewish, meaning that you're allowed to marry a Jewish girl. He just told him to go hide himself because people might be concerned, like Rav was. Onasiv bas minach, v'chiyasa l'kamei d'Rava, a certain son of a non-Jew and a Jewish girl came in front of Rava Amalei. Oh gully, go into gullus where they don't know you. Onasiv bas minach. Now, Tosus over here in the Ramasil Zil, the bottom Tosus.
Would that be a
Mekas Tosus? So Tosus asks.
You have to know where the
excellent question, like Dr. Joe. That's Tosus Kasha. Very good, right? Every Masada Kedusha is supposed to ask a few questions. Asks Tosus over here in Zil. What do you mean? If he doesn't have good yichas, they're not going to let him marry a girl who's miuchesis. Like it says in Ksubis, on Daf Chaf Dalet, that you're supposed to look to marry a girl who has good yichas. So Tosas answers two answers. Number one, Ksubis is talking about to marry your daughter off to a Kohen who's being Oved Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen who's being Oved Avod, that needs miuchesis. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita there. But a Yisraelis does not need a proof. To marry Yisraelis, you don't need a proof of your yichas. Also, this that we need over there, a proof, that's only according to Rav Meir, but the Chachamim hold that all mishpachos are becheskes kashrus. So we don't ask kashas, Dr. Joe, according to Chacham Morgan Rav Meir. Great kasha. Now, the Poras Yosef writes, the Yushami in Kedushin tells a story that a certain guy came in front of Rav and said he's the son of a non-Jew and a Jewish mother. Rav said he's kosher and he's not a mamzer. And Rav Chama said to that guy he should go to hide himself before Shmuel comes, because Shmuel would passel him. Okay, anyway. Shalchule b'nei be michseh l'rabba. The people from the town of Michseh said to Rabba, Mishachetzi Evan v'chetzi ben chorin. What about a person who's half Evan, half ben chorin? He had two masters, one of his masters freed him. Habal bas Yisrael ma'u. What's halacha of a chatzi Evan v'chatzi ben chorin that has relations with the Jewish girl? Is the child a mamzer or not? Amar lehu, hashta eved kulo amrin and kosher. If he was a full eved, the kid is kosher. Chetzir mi boy. Amar Rav Yosef, mara deshmaita. Person who said this, manu, who is it? Rav Yehuda. V'ham Rav Yehuda, mi shechetzio eved v'chetzir ben chon, abal bas yishol, osav lad ein lo takana. But didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that no, that such a child, he's got a problem. He can't marry a Jewish girl. Why, he's a mamzer? Says Gemara, no. Ki ema de Rabbi Yehuda, kigon de kaddish bas Yisrael. We're talking about a case of where the chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, first he gave kiddushin to the Jewish girl, and then he had relations with her because once he married her, he's only married to half of, only half of him is married to her. She's married to the free side, but she's not married to the Eved side. The Nimtzit Sad Avdus Shabo, Mishtamish Be'eshes Ish. So his Eved side couldn't marry her. His free side married her, but so now his Eved side is marrying, is having relations with an Eshes Ish. So that's why the kid is a mamzer. That's why the kid is a mamzer. But not just stop if he had relations, the kid wouldn't be a mamzer. But if he marries her, so then the half of him is a free side, is married to her, so the other side is having relations with an Eishes Ish. Ask the Gemara, really? That's not what it means. Come on. As Dr. Joe didn't buy it either. The Ha'amrin Aradai Mishmeid Rabbi Yaakov, L'divrei HaPosel, Posel Afil B'Pnuya, L'divrei HaMakshir, Makshir Afil B'Eishes Ish. Even if the Eved has relations with the Eishes Ish, the kid is still kosher. Ushneim lom delam Eishes Av. They both learn it out from the case of Eishes Av. That the only case of mamzer is Eishes Av. Man de pasil. The one who says the kid is a mamzer. Sabar ma Eishes Av. The little tavsi about kedushin of lad mamzer. Av kol the little tavsi about kedushin of lad mamzer. So the kid is a mamzer from a goy. Man de makshir. The one who says the kid is not a mamzer. Sabar ma Eishes Av. De lididei. Lo tavsi about kedushin. Just like your father's wife, if you have relations with her, the kedushin wouldn't work. La chrine tavsi ba kedushin, but other people the kedushin does work. La fuga v'chav eved, the love tavsi ba kedushin klaus, so the child is a mamzer because there's no kedushin at all. Ela ki ima derav Yehuda, kigon sheba al eishes ish. If the chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin has relations with an eishes ish, with a Jewish girl, who's married to someone else, v'nimtzad cheres shabo, mishtamish be'eshes ish, that's why the kid is a mamzer. Because of the tzad cheres shabo, not the eved shabo. Kumayim. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Rav Gaza, Amar Ravina, Amar Li Rav Gaza, Ikla Rav Yosi bar Oven Lasrein, Rav Yosef Bar Avin came to the town of Rav Gaza. V'hava uvda b'pnuya. There was a case where an Eved had relations with a Jewish girl. V'achsher. Be'eshes ish u'pasil. There was one case where an Eved had relations with a Jewish girl, and they said the kid is not a mamzer. But when he had relations with Eishes Ish, they said the kid is a mamzer. Amar Rav Sheishes, no, that's not what happened. L'didi amali Rav Gaza, lo Rav Yosef Rav Hava, it wasn't Rav Yosef Rav, el Rav Yosef Rav Chen Zvida Hava. It was Rav Yosef Rav Zvida. V'achshir bein b'pnuya bein Eishes Ish. And he said the kid is not a mamzer, whether the mom was not married, or whether the mom was married, there was no difference. Amali Rav Acha b'reid Rav Ravina, ikla amemer la'asrein, v'achshir. Rav Achabed Rabbi said, Amemar came to our town and he was machshir. He said that a child of a non-Jewish father or an Eved father with a Jewish girl or even with an Eishes Ish, either one, the child is not a mamzer. Any relations with a non-Jewish father or a slave, whether the mom was a unmarried woman, or even if the mom was a married woman, either way, the child is not a mamzer. And the Gemara concludes, the Hilchasa, Ovid Kochavim, the Eved, Abba Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher, Bein B'Pnuya, Bein B'Eishes Ish. If you have an Ovid non-Jewish man, or an Eved, Abba Abbas Yisrael, that have relations with a Jewish woman, Havlad Kosher, the child is not a mamzer. Bein b'pnuya, bein b'eishes ish. And the Gemara tells a story about this. Rava, achshire, l'rav Mari bar Rachel. That's why they called him Mari bar Rachel, because they didn't want to mention his father was not Jewish. So they called him by his mother, Mari bar Rachel. So Rava, achshire, he permitted Rav Mari bar Rachel to marry. Not only did he permit her to marry, Umanye b'porsei de Bavel. He even appointed him to a position of stature in Bavel. He was a gabai. V'afal gav, that a ger. V'afal gav, even though that someone who's a ger, you're not allowed to give him a position of leadership in the Jewish people. V'afal gav to Amar Mar. Som tosim alach hamelch mikerav achecha. Call Mesimos Shata Mesim, any appointments of stature in the Jewish community. Al Yalim Mikarav Achecha. A ger cannot have a position of stature. Hi, Kevan De'imo Miyisrael. Since his mom was Jewish, Mikarav Achecha Karina Bey. He was allowed to be a Jewish leader. Asks the Ramban. Arsug, it sounds like that it would be forbidden to appoint a ger to judge Dini Mamanus, to be a judge. The mom has to be Jewish. Yet, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Lamed Beis, that a judge for Dini Mamanus, you are allowed to appoint a ger. And the Ramban answers, no. Even though it would be mutter, you're right, the Gemara says it's mutter for a ger to be a judge in Dini Mamanus. Nevertheless, he still can't be the head of a city or any other minu of Sarah. That being a judge for Dini Mamanus is not as much as the Sarah of being a gabbai. Tosis over here in Dimas Kavan has a different answer. Tosin Tosin Yishanim, right? This that it says in the Sanhedrin that a ger can be a judge of Dini Mamanus, that's only to judge other gerim in a case of Dini Mamanus. But to judge a Jew, you're not allowed to, from this Gemara. A ger can't even be a judge of Dini Mamanus.
Why would that even be a question? That non-Jews can judge other non-Jews. Why is that even... When you assume that...
No. A ger was saying. A ger cannot judge a Jew, even a Dini Mamanus can judge a non-Jew. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says when it comes to Dini Mamanus, a ger can even judge a Jew. Okay. Another story about this. Avdei de Rebbe Chiya Bar Ami. The slave of Rebbe Chiya Bar Ami. Avdei de Rebbe Chiya Bar Ami. Atbala la'i over this chacham l'shem intesa. So the slave of Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami told a certain non-Jewish woman to dip in a mikvah, but he, instead of telling her to dip for the sake of gerus, she dipped for regular tvilas nida. That's one opinion. He told her to stop keeping the laws of nida, so she dipped in the mikvah for the nida. Amar of Yosef yachilna lachshureba ubivarta. I could say that she is now a fully Jewish woman, even though she didn't dip in the mikvah for the sake of conversion, but since she dipped for Nida, that dipping in the mikvah counts as a conversion dipping because she did it to observe the laws of Judaism.
Do you need Adam for that?
Ah. Ube, good question. Not sure. Ube Barta. And therefore, her daughter is also Jewish. Even though she's the daughter of an Eved, Haba Abbas Yisrael. Right, her mom converted. She's Abbas Yisrael. The daughter is Kasha. Ba, Kid Rav Asi. Why is she kosher like Rav Asi? Dama Rav Asi, because Rav Asi, there was a certain person that they used to call him the son of the guy, because the mom did not dip l'shem gerus. So there was Dama Rav Asi, Milo Tavla Lidusa. His mom dipped for a nida. So since the mom dipped to be a nida, once she thought the conversion was good, so she dipped to be a nida. So, the kid is Jewish. So you see, Rav Asi holds the tefillah of Anida counts for Geras. Bibarta, now why is her daughter kosher? Once the mom's conversion was a good conversion. So then the daughter is kosher, like we said before. Hahu, and this is the story that happened to Rav Asi. Hahu to have a karle, bar armiyasa. They called her the son of the Goyisha woman, because the mom didn't convert l'shem gerus. I'm Rav Asi, Milo Tavla Nidusa. She's not a Goyish woman, because since she thought the conversion was good, she did tefillah for the nida. Yeah, did you see anybody asking Avi's kasha? It sounds like a good kasha. There were no witnesses.
Yeah, that's in the says another other commentary's question. I have this conversion was presumably done privately, could possibly be valid.
Oh.
Since the Gemara states that the conversion process was in the presence of court of three, some suggest that in the fact a court of three is necessary only when the potential convert formally accepts upon himself to observe the mitzvah, since that is the primary act of conversion. However, the immersion itself may be performed in private. Others suggest that provided it is known to the court that she immersed, that is sufficient even if it did not actually see the immersion. The Rift rules that the court of three is only ever a necessary ab initio.
In lechatchila, but the evidence works with that. Okay, so just summarize for us, Dr. Joe. My head was elsewhere. And so what's the summary? So
that it doesn't need, you don't need to be done in with witnesses.
You don't need Adam.
Because only when he accepts upon himself the mitzvah.
The Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs has to be done in front of Adam.
B'di Eved, if they knew, they said they knew B'di Eved that she immersed, that would be good enough also.
Right. You know what they do nowadays? What they do, for tznius purposes, I think I once said this, I once actually was on a bezdin to watch a woman convert. So what they do now is they she goes in with a big robe. She's in the mikvah totally covered in a robe. And then, a huge robe, totally covered, and then she goes underwater with the robe, and she just lets the robe come up, so you can't see anything. The robe blocks everything, so that's the way you see, Mama, she don't see anything. That's the way they do it nowadays. Anyway, Milo Tavla Nidusa. Fine. Hahud Avakar Lebar, there was a certain man they called, a certain guy that they called him the son of the non-Jewish woman, Ben Haramis. Mavasi Milo Tavla Nidusa, no. He's kosher because the mom went to the mikveh for nida. How would have karle barama? Certain guy that used to call him the son of the Jewish man, a non-Jewish man. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Milo Tavla Kerio. He also probably went to the mikvah. He was a Baal Keri, so he had to go to the mikvah. So his tefillah also worked. He was a ger. Amar of Chana Bar Gvi Amarav Halokeach Eved. Hold on a second. This is a new story. We're going to stop here. We'll stop here for Amar of Chama. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day. A wonderful Yontif. Bez Hashem, Moshe Yontif. Again, I'm going to need to have some time after Yontif to get all the Chametz stuff back. But at some point, probably later, Moshe Yontif will have an hour-long shiur to do both tomorrow's daf and Shabbos' daf. Bez Hashem. Okay? Thank you for joining.